Well, if I were to tell you all the adventures that my little chum and I went through, you would not thank me, for I would have you here until the sun was shining. Here and there we drifted about the world, something always turning up to keep us from London. All the time, however, I never lost sight of my purpose. I would dream of Sholto at night. 100 times I have killed him in my sleep. At last, however, some 3 or 4 years ago, we found ourselves in England. I had no great difficulty in finding where Sholto lived, and I set to work to discover whether he had realized on the treasure, or if he still had it. I made friends with someone who could help me. I name no names, for I don't want to get anyone else in a hole. And I soon found that he still had the jewels. Then I tried to get at him in many ways, but he was pretty sly, and had always 2 prize fighters, besides his sons and his kit Mudgar, on guard over him. One day, however, I got word that he was dying. I hurried at once to the garden, mad that he should slip out of my clutches like that, and looking through the window, I saw him lying in his bed with his sons on each side of him. I'd have come through and taken my chance with the 3 of them, only even as I looked at him, his jaw dropped, and I knew that he was gone.